December 4, Acts 16, 1-5, while you are young. Don't let people look down on you because you are young. See that they look up to you because you are an example to them in your speech and behavior, in your love and faith and sincerity. 1 Timothy 4:12, Phillips. Timothy was a mere lad when chosen by God as a teacher, but so fixed were his principles by a correct education that he was fitted for this important position. He bore his responsibilities with Christ-like meekness. He was faithful, steadfast, and true. And Paul selected him to be his companion in labor and travel. Lest Timothy should meet with slights because of his youthfulness, Paul wrote to him, "Let no man despise thy youth." He could safely do this because Timothy was not self-sufficient but continually sought guidance. There are many youth who move from impulse rather than from judgment, but Timothy inquired at every step, "Is this the way of the Lord?" He had no specially brilliant talents, but he consecrated all his abilities to the service of God, and this made his work valuable. The Lord found in him a mind that he could mold and fashion for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. God will use the youth today as he used Timothy if they will submit to his guidance. It is your privilege to be God's missionaries. He calls upon you to work for your companions. Seek out those you know to be in danger, and in the love of Christ, try to help them. How are they to know the Savior unless they see his virtues in his followers? The highest aim of our youth should not be to strain after something novel. There was none of this in the mind and work of Timothy. They should bear in mind that in the hands of the enemy of all good, knowledge alone may be a power to destroy them. It was a very intellectual being, one who occupied a high position among the angelic throng, that finally became a rebel. And many a mind of superior intellectual attainments is now being led captive by his power. The youth should place themselves under the teaching of the Holy Scriptures and weave them into their daily thoughts and practical life. Then they will possess the attributes classed as highest in the heavenly courts.